So welcome everyone to the Charlotte Congregational Church. This is our Christmas pageant Sunday, and we have had so much fun putting it together. And we've had rough times the last weekend, yesterday, when we had no heat in the sanctuary and the furnace died, and we wondered what we would do. And then I kept spinning the yarn of Christmas just isn't perfect. And things sometimes don't go the way they're supposed to, but angels flew in, people opened shops that had been closed and sold us blowers for our furnace, and so we are warm and toasty and welcome. So glad to have you here. So this is the day that God has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So I would invite to come forward at this time, Elizabeth Berger and Hadley Bunting, and our senior pastor, Reverend Kevin Goldenbogen.
Well, on behalf of the Christian Ed Committee, I just want to announce to the church a new role for Hadley. As you know, she's been in the role of Sunday School Coordinator and doing an excellent job, as you will all enjoy seeing the rewards of in the next at the pageant. But she's also taking on a new role as a youth coordinator, as it's just a natural extension of the position as the kids are growing and aging up out of Sunday school, making sure we're meeting the needs of those youth. So she'll be both the Sunday School Coordinator and youth coordinator. And we're very excited about this growth opportunity for the church and celebrating Hadley in this new position. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm honored and excited to do this work, and especially to work with the kids. Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Very formal. You rock, Hadley, and we are so excited to have you in these new roles. So we just wanted to take a brief couple of minutes here to give thanks to God and to our Christian Education Committee, and to just celebrate this change, which is a little bit about Hadley, but it's also about the church, and it's also about God. And this was a good opportunity for us to just take a minute to celebrate our shared ministry together. So, with that in mind, let's be together in prayer. Our church family is constantly changing. New ministries begin and others end. It is good and right that we recognize these times of passage, of endings and beginnings. Today, we celebrate the new and renewed ministry of Hadley Bunting.
In March of 2016, this congregation called Hadley to be our Sunday school coordinator. We give thanks for her faithful service and celebrate her education ministry.
During the fall of 2017, after a period of discernment, our Christian education team and our church cabinet reshaped a vision for the education ministries of our church. We give thanks for the time, prayer, and leadership of those who determine new needs and imagine new possibilities for the future.
In November of 2017, the Christian education team affirmed the gifts of Hadley Bunting and expanded her role to include coordination of both Sunday school and youth and family ministries. We celebrate our new and renewed partnership with Hadley.
So we ask the congregation, do you, members and friends of the Charlotte Congregational Church, promise to share ministry with Hadley, supporting her, caring for her, challenging her, praying for her, keeping good boundaries, and helping to discern God's call in this place? If so, please answer, I do.
Hadley, having prayerfully considered the duties and responsibilities, the costs and joys of your ministry, do you intend to serve God and this congregation in your new and renewed roles as best you are able? If so, please answer, I do.
Thank you. So why don't we have you step right there? And we'll just step. So on behalf of this congregation, I say with joy, welcome, welcome, welcome. God of love, you have called Hadley Bunting to serve you through this congregation and have entrusted her to our care. We give thanks to those who have nurtured her on her spiritual journey and prepared her for this new and renewed ministry. We give thanks also to her family who share the costs and joys of her call. So now send your Holy Spirit to dwell in us and through us, that our shared ministry might flourish and bear much fruit for your kingdom of peace and justice. For we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, the one who comes, our teacher, our savior, and our love. Amen. Have fun.
How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns.
Hi, my name is Hamar. I'm the donkey. Hamar means donkey in Arabic. You don't hear much about me, do you? But I'm always in this story. You see me, but no one talks about me. I'm just a donkey, after all. Did anyone consider my feet beautiful? I doubt it. They're just little hooves, after all. Donkeys can't be too humble. This is a story you all know. You hear it every year. But do you believe it's true? Really true? Imagine that. I carried the light of the world. People are always asking me to carry things. What are you carrying to Bethlehem?
We bring ourselves to Jesus. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her,
"Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God, and thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus, and he shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give him unto the throne of his father David, and of his kingdom, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end."
this is where I come in, and honestly, I'm pretty nervous. This whole journey has put everyone on edge. No one wants to travel all the way to Bethlehem, especially Joseph and Mary being great with child. But everyone's scared of King Herod. He's commanded everyone to pay taxes, and no one dares resist for fear for their lives. So, Mary, you carry Jesus, and I'll carry you. I get so tired. Thanks for giving me a break and walking every now and then. I'm glad my shepherd is with us. She's my support. We all need people to help us. We all carry Jesus in our hearts. But with you, Mary, well, with you, I hate to tell you, it really shows. Don't worry. That's why all these people are here, to help you, to thank you and give thanks to God. All you nice people, that's your job, you know, to help bring Jesus into the world. This is for real. If I can do it, so can you. You think this is just a story from long ago? But it's true for today. Jesus is real, and so am I.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed, and all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee into the city of Nazareth unto Judea, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. It has been a long journey, but we will find rest even in the stable, for I am full of hope.
Though truly anxious, I believe in God's peace.
Joy will come to light this night, Mary.
I believe in your love, Joseph, and in God's.
And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that Mary should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
I, for one, am really glad there was no room in that inn. And by the way, this food is delicious. And that we get to stay in the stable. I'm not wild about going into people buildings. And I don't want to leave Mary and Joseph.
In the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were sore afraid. The angel said unto them, And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying,
King, behold, Magi from the east, from Jerusalem, saying,
Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. And then Herod inquired them of what time the star came. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said,
Go and search diligently for the young child. And when you find him, bring me word, and I'll worship him also. Follow that star, that really huge star. It'll be beautiful, just beautiful, beautiful. This is big, really big.
When they heard the king, they departed to gather an offering to present to the child. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was.
And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. When they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
child is born, for unto us a child is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Our lives are the manger in which Jesus is born. He is born anew whenever we tell someone we love them, share some hay, nestle into our beds, sing like the angels, and shout with glory. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill to all.